This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so about another hour left in the show. And we'll be here to answer all your gardening questions, so give us a call. I know we got a bunch of lines full right now, but give us a call and we will do everything we can to help you out. So we're going to go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Ellie in Cape Cod.
Ellie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Happy Easter.
You as well.
I brought some butterfly bushes at the end of the season, last year. Can I cut them down now?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, I was going to make a butterfly house. I went down to the Natural Museum, History Museum, last July, and I was fascinated, but I think I'm going to do it small. I saw a thing on Amazon where you can just, get 5 or 10, and try it out before I go to that. So I bought all these butterfly bushes, so I just said, well, I'll keep them where they are, they're in the ground.
Yep.
And then I'll, so I wanted to make sure I could cut them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So butterfly bushes love to be basically cut back to the ground. You leave about 8-12 inches.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of them bloom on new growth.
Yeah.
So some of the old stuff's not going to do much for you other than be bushy. So that's why they say to cut them back.
Yeah.
So butterfly bush is one of those ones where you cut back in the spring and it still gets to the same height that it was before.
Oh, okay. Another question I have is, I have they're a hydrangea, oak leaf hydrangea.
Yep.
To me, they look dead out here. I had two of them. Is the bark peeling?
Yeah, now have you started to see any buds forming?
No. I haven't looked that close, but I was out trimming the rose bushes the other day. It's like a circle around my driveway. And I noticed the oak leaves, and usually they're pretty nice,
Yep. Well, so that's not something you want to prune back at this time.
No. Yeah.
They bloom on the previous season's growth. Okay.
Oh,
they
okay.
might not look like much.
A little like a regular hydrangea?
Yeah.
You put
with
the stuff that are dead.
Well, so what I want you to do is I want you to wait a little bit because oak leaves on some of them, they do have exfoliating bark that kind of peels a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So it seems a little bit more natural.
Yeah.
With a lot of hydrangeas right now, they just look like sticks. And in the blink of an eye, all of a sudden you're going to start to see leaves popping. It's too early to say on pretty much any hydrangea you should cut back. I've had a lot of people come into the nursery where I am and show me, all right, there's a few leaves coming in. Can I just cut these back now? Well, Not necessarily. I don't like to see it done unless it's, you know, specific new blossoms per year on the new new wood from that year.
Right.
So with like an oak leaf, you need to have last year's growth in order to have blossoms. So if you cut it now, it's not going to have blossoms this year.
Yeah. Okay. I'll leave it alone and see what happens.
Well, I think, so if you're looking to prune it at any time, prune it after it flowers.
Okay.
So prune it back after it flowers because that'll be, you know, it'll be this year's growth, but next year when it comes time to flower, it'll be last year's growth to get you those flowers on there, and you'll still have, you know, a good enough amount of time for the plant to rejuvenate and put more blooms out for next year.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank
Love
you,
the show.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great one. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob in Cape Cod.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. Happy Easter.
You as well.
My problem has been going on for, I'd say, about 4 years now, specifically for my lawn. So okay. Let me just explain to you what I do. I have a lot of bare spots.
Yep.
So I go to the local garden center. I get some loam, throw it on there, throw the seeds, water it. After a couple of weeks, looks beautiful. And then the following year, where the grass grew, it's dead now. All it is just showing the soil. And that happens every year. I'm like almost ready to mulch my entire lawn.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, what am I doing wrong? Why? Well, the grass is beautiful for that season. And then, like, this year, the bare spots where I filled in where the grass is beautiful, it's dead now.
Well, so I think something is going on underneath the soil. Have you taken care of the soil at all by doing anything there?
I've never done any kind of soil test. I've done, like, you know, the different steps throughout the season to get nutrients to the lawn.
Yep.
But I've never done any kind of specific tests or anything.
Have you limed at all?
No.
Okay. So a lot of times bare spots, what will happen is it has an acidic soil, so it'll get patchy. So your pH is probably lower. Okay. There's also probably something else going on underneath the ground where, you know, the nutrients, you've been fertilizing every year, you said, you know, following the steps, doing everything
yeah.
you're supposed to. Something else could be happening where maybe there's a magnesium deficiency. What magnesium does is it's kind of like your step one, your crabgrass preventer.
Yep.
Crabgrass basically creates a barrier above soil to not allow seeds to germinate, right?
Yep.
What magnesium does is magnesium creates a barrier in the soil and doesn't allow the nutrients to flow freely and the excess to actually leach out of the system. Okay, so that magnesium is the same issue. It could be that's what it is, and that's what I see a lot of times when I see a soil test. And so you need to break up the nutrients that are going in there. And the reason why I think it's the magnesium is you told me for 4 years you've done the same thing, you've done the steps, and it comes back the same way, which means something's not moving freely through the soil. So what I'd like to see you use, there's a couple products. You could use Natural Alternative Sulfur product that you can find at their website. That will help break down some of the soil to allow the nutrients to go through. If you don't want to go to their website, you could go to local garden center. You could find Jonathan Green, Love Your Soil. That's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've heard of, you know, my father used to talk about it for years, but it's a product called gypsum, pelletized gypsum. Gypsum is something that breaks up clay soils a lot, you know, breaks up the, if there's water sitting or moss, etc. What those two products are, the sulfur with protolyzer or the Love Your Soil, is like a fast-acting gypsum. They created that fast-acting lime, so that's better than the pelletized lime. They've also created this fast-acting gypsum to do the same thing when it comes to the soil parts of it. So what I'd like to see you do... Go ahead.
When do I apply these products? Do I apply them before I drop down the loam, or when do I apply it?
You can do them now before you put the loam down or after, okay. But just realize it's going to take some time for this to work. So what I'd like to see you at least do is get a pH reading for your lawn. Do little at-home soil test kits, kind of tells you, but doesn't give you the exact. Or you can send it away for, it's like $20, $25 to an extension or somebody else. But they do have like a soil test probe where you can put in the soil and get your reading. I'd like to see that at least, because I think that it's going to be acidic. You're going to need to add lime. And by adding lime, I'd like to see you use a faster acting lime than regular pelletized lime. What pelletized lime does is it keeps everything going and it keeps it the same. It maintains the level. The fast acting lime, you can actually bring your soil up one full point within one season. Okay.
And are you talking for just the bare spots, or are you talking the entire lawn?
I'm talking the entire lawn, because you'll find that the whole lawn will actually start to fill in a little bit better as well. Okay.
Cool.
You're going to need to do it in three intervals. It'd be today, say you did it today, 6 weeks later, and then 6 weeks later. And you would do the same thing with that Love Your Soil or Sulfur with Protolizer from Natural Alternatives. 6 week intervals.
Okay.
You can do them right after another.
Cool.
All righty?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Bob. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Vonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Vonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced Lawn Care Scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here today is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Amy in Massachusetts.
Amy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. How are you, Patrick?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. I have two issues that I hope you can help me with. I have put down the moss out because I too have quite a bit of moss. About a week and a half ago, and I'm wondering, they did not have the turbo at Mahoney's. They suggested Magical.
Yep.
Is that the same, or ask quickly?
Yeah, it's the same exact thing.
Okay.
Everybody just has a different name that is out there. It's a great product to be using. That's the fast-acting lime, so you should be using that.
And then I wanted to follow up with, and I was going to use that, the Magical about every six weeks for 3 weeks because it's...
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And then I was going to put down the Love Your Soil like a week later. Is that okay?
Yeah. I mean, you can do it the same day. You can do it right after another. That would be fine.
All right. But I am overseeding, and I'm going to put that... Probably step one proceeding down
okay.
as well.
Yeah, no, you can definitely do all those. They're all doing a little bit of different, they're focusing on different areas. I've done it, I've had people do it many times before where you can put the all three down. What I like to do is if you're seeding at any time and you're putting something down, always put the seed down last.
Okay.
Because you're putting fertilizers down.
That's right.
Fertilizers break down over time mm-hmm. by walking over them, by them getting wet into the soil, that type of thing. Seed, the lawn is wet and you walk over it, it's going to pick up right on your feet. Now imagine if you're doing three different applications, how much seed you're going to pick up on your feet if you did it first.
Okay.
So that's why I like to put the seed last anytime I put anything down.
And how about the crabgrass preventer?
Yep, you can do that as well. It's the same type thing. A lot of things are going to be all working together. If you want to wait a little bit of time, that's fine too. But when as far as putting the magic out and the love your soil down, you can put them right after another. There's no problem there.
Okay. And then my next problem is a little more serious. I put down blue Pacific ground cover on an area of my property that has about 200 feet of maybe it's a hill. So yep. I'm using it and I've mulched for years. I had a larger type of juniper there for about 40 years. It all died out with rusted leaves and just dying. So I had them all taken away and put down 9 of the blue Pacific ground cover.
Yep.
Now I'm seeing rust on these, and they're small. They're probably 2, maybe even 1 foot and 2 feet across. They haven't grown much in a year, but they're rusty. The limbs are rusty or whatever. So I've cut those back, and brought a piece into Mahoney's, and they thought it was, I could see spider mites, but they said underlying mass is, they think it's a blight.
It could be.
And I don't know what, then they were stumped. They couldn't quite figure out what course of action I should take at this point. Other than cutting off, get away.
So it seems like something's going on in the soil. And so, because it had it before in that area. So there's a product out there that you could use. It's the soil drench. It's called Agrifos, or at least it was called Agrifos. They might have changed the name. It's from Monterey.
Did you spell it?
Yeah, so it's A-G-R-I, and then there's a hyphen, F-O-S. So it's called Agrifos. And Monterey Lawn and Garden is the company that puts it out. That is a soil drench that is for fungicide. It's a fungicide that you can use on different areas. It's systemic, so the plants that are there will absorb it, and it'll translocate through there and help it survive.
And when should I do that?
You should do that soon, very soon.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Amy, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Easter morning chaos in Sri Lanka as at least 8 bombs go off in the city of Colombo. Officials say at least 140 people are dead, nearly 600 people are injured. 3 of the bombs went off at luxury hotels, 3 others at churches during Easter services. There's been no claim of responsibility yet. It is Easter Sunday, the holiest day on the Christian calendar, marking the day when Jesus Christ rose following his crucifixion 3 days earlier. Yesterday marked 20 years since the Columbine High School massacre, a shooting carried out by 2 students, killing 13, wounding 21. Sean Graves was a student who survived, despite being severely injured.
On that day, those people walked into that building, but not a single one of us walked out the same.
He spoke at a memorial service last night, and this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. In between the breaks, I got an email from Bill McIntyre, and he actually said that weed that we were talking about right before the 9 o'clock hour could also be called, you would also see it as hairy bittercress could be one. Great thing about that, you can still use Weed Beater Ultra to take care of it. So that Weed Beater Ultra you can use at lower temperatures, up to 45 degrees. So that would be a great one to be looking at. So could be hairy bittercress that was in the lawn with those little white flowers. So hopefully that, believe that was Bernie in Massachusetts. Who could help out with there. So anyways, let's get right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
George in Massachusetts.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, I was the guy that talked to you about your dad and his plow story.
The which story? The plow,
the plowing,
right? Yeah.
Just to let you know, but I'm thinking of your dad and your family and happy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Two quick questions. I'm on the Cape. And I have a holly in front of the house tree. It was doing fine. I had told you I had it pruned professionally last fall by an arborist. I'm getting a couple of small branches and they're browning out.
Okay.
The leaves are turning brown.
Well, so it seems like it might be a little bit of winter damage. Have you started watering anything yet?
I have. Each time I'm here, the things that, anything that's an evergreen, I always give it a good drink.
Okay.
To try to help overdo that winter kill.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so have you, when you water these guys, like something like these hollies, any of the evergreens, just throw the hose on it and leave it at a trickle. Leave it for like 15, 20 minutes on each one.
Yeah.
They love deep soakings. That helps their roots absorb and want to explore more. Do that. What I'd also like to see you do is holly tone on that holly, and for any of your evergreens.
The browning. Holly tone now? Yep.
Yes, right now. You could do it today or, you know, anytime soon. Okay. The browning that's there, you're going to have to get rid of it. Cut it back. Find the difference between the, you know, the thriving tissue and the not so thriving tissue, if you will, and cut it back so it gets rid of that. Because the part of the plant that is dying, the plant is actually super focused on that area and not the others. And you want the plant to be able to focus on the whole plant, not just one spot. So you're taking away that focus and allowing it to go back. It'll absorb the holly tone and help it, you know, recuperate that way.
Okay.
Okay.
And the second question, I have in the other house in Stoughton, I have an old rhododendron.
Okay.
Not huge. It's on the northeast side of the house. It's between two arborvitaes.
Okay.
Within a week, all the leaves are folding up, turning brown.
I think it's the same thing. This weather that we've been having has been up and down, and I've been noticing it a lot. Yeah. I mean, we've had rain, but it's still very dry, right?
Right.
It's not deep soaking waterings. What has happened is the, you know, the ground was frozen for a while, and the water just went right through once it was frozen and drained out. And then it started to dry out a little bit. But the heavy watering on that, same way. The holly tone on that one. Get rid of any of the dead. But it's, you know, it's time to get started on the watering process again on even some of the plants that are more established. Because you know, we went from a period of time where we were in a drought for a long period of time. It didn't seem like it because we had some rain.
We were in a drought. Yeah,
but up until end of August, you know, beginning of September last year, we were still in that drought. Mm-hmm. Then we had a ton of rain and we had a bunch of snow, and now it's slowed down. There's not a lot of rain, which is great because it's nice outside. But the plants still need it. So getting back to the watering and helping them, because they went from extreme drought conditions to extreme waterlog. And now they're going back to drought. So it's the ebb and flow is starting to shock the plant a little bit. Yeah. So getting in those deep waterings is going to help.
Yeah, we have two beautiful artesian wells at both houses, so I'm really picky at watering. And the other question I have on borers, on rhododendrons and azaleas, can I use neem oil?
So you can use neem oil, but it's not going to do much. Okay.
Okay.
You're looking for something that's more systemic.
Okay.
Especially for borers. You're going to use a systemic insecticide. You can use the tree and shrub, Bonide and BioAdvanced have it, which is a Bayer, formerly Bayer, have a granular and a liquid form. That's going to be the best to get into the plant.
Okay, great.
Alrighty.
Very good, Patrick. Have a great Easter. Thank you very much for your time.
You too, George. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food, originally designed for professionals. Use it for everything you plant to guarantee success, even in poor soils. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The results? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Once your plants are off to a great start, keep them nourished with our tones. A full line of organic plant foods including holly tone, plant tone, and rose tone. Espoma has just the right tone for your trees, shrubs, flowers, and vegetables. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Biotone Starter Plus at fine garden centers and hardware stores. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Our phone number again, 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Joan in Massachusetts.
Joan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Happy Easter to you.
You as well.
And your family.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions for you. Is it okay to trim my potentilla bushes now?
Are you just trying to shape them because they've gotten too big,
yeah.
or?
No, they're probably around 3 or 4 feet high, maybe.
So they're still manageable?
Oh, yeah, yes.
I mean, I would wait until after you get the flowers this season, just as a precaution, just because it's, you know, something I would just want to think about. Especially if you're not doing it for shaping or any, you know, reason like that.
Oh, I am doing it for shaping.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, they're a little bit out of control. You know, they're a little wild looking.
Okay. So they've just kind of, they're not like back in their normal shape that they should be?
Right. Like, I'd like to make them kind of rounded. You know,
okay.
like a mount.
Yep.
And I believe I can do that by just using my trimmer. Right?
Yeah, you definitely can. You can prune the potentilla now and still get the flowers. I was just thinking about the wrong plant, so I apologize. So you could prune it and shape it now and still get the flowers. You're looking anything that usually has like a late summer blossom to it. You can actually prune in the spring to get those new blossoms. So definitely shape it at this point in time.
Does that bloom on new wood or old wood?
It blooms on the new wood.
Oh, okay. Now, another question I have. I have a rhododendron, two of them in the front of my house, one on each side of my stairs, and one of them looks good. The other one is, most of it is, the leaves are closed tight, and they're yellow. I've only got a few green leaves on it that are open and green. Now, I had trimmed it last year. It was way out of control, and I trimmed it way back. But now I notice there's all new growth on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and kind of the but all the leaves on the top are yellow and closed tight. Not a little bit, but tight.
Like rolled, basically?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so you could have one of two things. It could be some winter damage, or you could have last year had a leaf roller that attacks the rhododendrons. Now, there's not a lot of insects that are out and about right now. So it could have been last year's damage on that part. I would think it has to do with some winter damage on the plant. And maybe, when did you prune it?
I don't remember. I think it might have been, like in the early summer, maybe. I'm not sure.
But you pruned both of them at the same time, right?
No, the other one I didn't touch. The other one looked fine.
Okay.
This was the one that was out of control. It was really, it had some long, long branches and,
yep.
you know,
so the other thing that could have happened is when, if you pruned it back in the summer, early summer when it was warm, that could have shocked the top of it because that would make sense why the top was browning with the heat and from the exposure to the sun because it, some of it, you know, was blocked by some of the other branches by shade. So that could be part of it. What I'd like to see you do is add some holly tone to that plant. And
I did already.
What I'd like to also see you do is go back to watering it some, okay? Give it a deep soaking. Put the hose on it and leave it on a trickle for like 20 to 25 minutes for this one since it's well established, okay? Leave it on there and water it every few days. And give it some, you're watering a little bit more. It might be rainy out right now, or it was earlier, but it's not a deep soaking watering. That plant has gone through a little bit of shock. The other thing that you could do to really give back, and it would work alongside the holly tone, would be to get some protolyzer from Natural Alternatives. That protolyzer is a great way to add, the mycorrhizae, the nutrients into the soil and add to the microbes that are in there to help build a stronger root system, which will end up being a better canopy for you.
Okay, and it's Protolyzer?
Protolyzer from Natural Alternatives. You can find them online at naturalalternatives.com.
All right, but you think I might be able to get it back, that it might
you
be
should,
all
just
right?
Watering.
I'm just wondering if I should just, I've got new growth coming on the bottom. It's probably about 6 inches high.
Yep.
And I'm just wondering if maybe I should cut it right back and.
I wouldn't.
Growth come, no?
No, I wouldn't, because you could really do some damage to it.
Okay, all right. One other question, a quick one. When do you put grub control down in the...
Okay. Season-long grub control, you're going to want to wait until the end of May, beginning of June, so you can get June, July, and August. The quick one would be Dilox. You could put that down now and then wait till the end of May, early June. All righty?
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Joan. Have a great one.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's our last little segment. We'll be here for another couple minutes. We'll answer a phone call and then we'll do what we can to get going. So Nathan, who's up next?
Mike in Massachusetts.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Patrick. I have the same problem with that caller called earlier about bare spots.
Yep.
And I haven't rhymed in about 5 years. So I put down grass seed last year, and grass came up, but this year didn't come up again, so I'm in the same problem here. So I didn't get what you said to that person.
Yeah, so what you're going to want to do is lime is very important, okay? Have you ever done a soil test?
I have a soil tester.
So I would like you to see what your pH level is when you can, okay? When you figure that out, it's probably going to be in the lower numbers, like a 5.5 to 5.8. Your ideal number to get to is a 6.5 to a 6.8, okay? What you're going to want to do is use a fast-acting lime. You're going to use it in three intervals. You're going to go 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet, so double the rate that's on the bag. So the bag will have two rates on it. The first rate is to keep it, just to make sure it stays the same, just to keep it going. Whereas the second one for the lime is going to help raise the pH. You want that pH level to be up. So you use it in six-week intervals at three times. So say you were to do it today, then you would do it again in 6 weeks. And then you do it again after that in 6 weeks.
Okay.
Okay. If you're having issues with something else going on with the soil, you can use a pelletized gypsum. something that's very fast acting. They have products out there called Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green, or you can use sulfur with protolizer from Natural Alternatives. Those products will break down some of the soil to allow the nutrients to really flow through there easier and allow the lime to really make its, you know, mark, and it should really help it that way.
Okay, so if my pH is fine, all I have to do is put the lime down, a couple of...
But so if the pH is fine in the 6.5 to 6.8, then you can just keep it, keep regular lime to keep that in the same level. You don't want it to drop or go higher.
Okay,
but
so
with bare patches like this, I'm sure it's going to be lower. And you're going to want to check multiple areas. Okay?
Okay, I haven't tested yet this year.
So you want to take a look at it and do it throughout the entire yard, not just the areas that are patchy.
Oh, I will, because I have a couple patches in the backyard.
But definitely liming is going to be beneficial for you.
Okay, so I was going to put down seed, but the fellow said don't, because I put down a crabgrass preventer this week, and he said can't seed till 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's like 4 to 6 weeks, definitely.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, so if the limes are... If the pH is all right, I don't have to double it.
Nope.
Do it every six weeks.
Well, you can eat, for this one, you could do it, you know, a couple times a year just to keep it in that same level.
Okay.
You won't have to do it as often as if it was a low pH.
All right.
All righty?
Okay, thanks, Patrick.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a nice Easter.
You as well. Are you tired of ants invading inside your house? Are you seeing them outside the house crawling up your walls, all over the patio and patio furniture? Do you have a big black ant? That could be carpenter ants. They love to chew on your new wood patio set, wood swing set, and even your wooden garden shed. Not to mention the damage they could be doing to your house. Get revenge. Monax Revenge Ant Control products are the answer to your ant problems. Revenge is a full line of indoor-outdoor liquid and granular ant baits and ant killers. The worker ants take the highly effective bait back to the colony, the entire colony, including the queen, is eliminated. So make sure you get Revenge Ant Control products and get rid of those ants once and for all. Do not settle for any other brand when you want Revenge. Bonite products are family-made in America. Bonite Revenge products are available at these fine retailers. You can get it at Ithaca Agway Farm and Home in Ithaca, New York, Jungle Jim's Garden Center in West Boylston, Mass., and Schmitz and Sarah Fine's Waterbury, Connecticut. All right, that's going to do it for us today, guys. Happy Easter to everyone, and happy Passover as well. And enjoy family this weekend. And while you're at it, you know, get out there, plant something, be good to each other, and make this world a better place. But we'll see you soon. We'll talk again next week. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. Happy Easter, everybody. See you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.